The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
Peace be with you. So if you guys don't know, we've been praying for Trey for months as he has fallen. That's true. We have been playing from day one. If you haven't heard, Trey has fallen into deep sin and has decided to go into a city of debauchery, otherwise known as New York, on mission. So I want him to come up here and share a little bit, because he's actually going to be, I'm not going to put the cat out of the bag, but he's doing what I did when we first started this, which is a lot of fundraising. So he's actually throwing a fundraising dinner, but I want him to kind of explain what he's going to be doing, what the internship is, why on God's green earth he felt led to leave us, and all that good stuff. But also he has some flyers he wants to hand out. I want to make sure you guys get one of these before you leave today. So Trey, come up here, kind of explain, crew, what you're going to be doing. And I'm actually going to give you the mic because I want to record it for the people that aren't here so they can hear it.
Appreciate it, man. You know, now I don't got much, guys. It's like, where do I begin? I'm not going to take too much of y'all time. Am I close enough? To John in this debauchery, I have one response. Jesus walked like right through Samaria. You know what I'm saying? He was chopping it up with people, with them, you know. So you got to go to where the dark places are. How else would it? Nah. But some of you guys, most of you guys already know. For the last couple of years, I've been in New York doing mission work with crew. I'm excited. I am excited, and I realize that what I'm doing is so much really bigger than myself and my experience. And I don't say that just, you know, to be cliche. Like, one of the things that I think about almost every time I come to church is how big what we do is. Like, we do big work. Do you guys know that? Like, we often tell people, especially the believers, you know, when I want to give them a jolt of energy, I say, don't you know that we're in the life-saving business? That's exactly what we are in. Jesus was always clear as to like what he came for. You know, I love that scripture where he says, I came that you may have a life and that you may have it more abundantly. You couple that with the scriptures that says that his hope is that nobody will perish. So that means everything that you do for the Lord is to that central thing. This love that he has for the world. So much love that he wants to save their lives and keep everybody from perishing. So you can rest assured that any work that you do is going to go back to that cause. And when we become believers, we just join in that fight. That's all I'm doing. You know, I've been fighting here on the Jefferson City front since 2009. Now the Lord has saw fit to move me to New York and fight on the New York front. Okay? The Lord tends to move his pieces wherever he needs them. You know, sometimes I got a bunch of questions, but I trust them. Over time, I've developed this relationship with the Lord. I have these mile marker moments that I look back to. So during the times where I do get cold, wet feet, I say, well, he's shown himself faithful. So I'm going to keep on going. Okay. So me going to crew is just a part of the process. There's countless faces that I haven't met yet that I will, but the Lord is doing the work now. Okay. A part of this process is that, as I'm sure you guys are familiar with just missionary work, most missionary organizations don't have central funds and things like that to pull from. So that means all of those missionaries, they raise their support. That means that good work that they do for the Lord in those impoverished areas, it cannot be done without givers, without people who actually come forth and walk alongside them in that journey, not only financially, but prayerfully, because it's a very, very intense line of work. New York, for example, it's unlike any other city I've really ever been to. About 2.5 million people fall below the poverty threshold. You know, it's crazy. Like, when you can go to a place and you can see somebody whose leg is swollen from diabetes, you know, barely even walk, you know, probably can't even buy a stick of gum, and then he can be literally, you know, 6 inches away from somebody who's worth $1 million on the subway. They can stay on that subway for 45 minutes and they won't say nothing to each other. it shows how depraved the place it is, because there's so many people like that there. They have absolutely nothing, you know. So that's just, matter of fact, I'll share with you guys a quick story. Remember one time I was going to a church in Harlem. And I remember being upset that morning because the team, the mission team, I was up, actually out there on mission. They were late. They were like always late, this group. And I'm just like, why can't we honor God for our time, with our time? Sometimes there's like a disparity in the way we honor God and the way we honor men. I would think to myself, if their favorite artist was outside, or if the president pulled up, they would be on time. Like, they would be on time. It's like, why can't we be on time for the Lord? So I was just kicking and kicking and kicking, you know, and I was upset. I was so upset, right? So we finally make it to the subway. We get to Harlem, you know, and as I'm walking up, I'm seeing this man, you know, this man struggle to pull his cart up the subway terminal. Now, you can look at him and you can tell that he was homeless. After a while, you really get good at seeing it. So him being homeless, that means everything that he owned was in that little basket that he was carrying. He was an older man. If I had to guess, he probably was about in his 70s, something like that. So he's struggling to pull his cart up the stairs. Obviously, when people see that, they're going to go up and they're going to say, hey, you know, let me help you out. He denies it. Not clearly in need of help, but he denies him help multiple times or whatever. I'm seeing this as I'm walking up to him. Okay, so when I finally get up to him, I want to offer him help too. And that's exactly what I do, offer him some help. He denies me, just like he denied everybody else. You know, but I persevered a little bit. He let me help him. I get to the top of the stairs, you know, and I talk to him. Very kind man, homeless for a number of years. He had scars in his head. He suffered from seizures. A little bit before that point, he had a seizure in the park. Fell down, cracked his head. They found him. He woke up in the hospital. Surgery. He's having surgery. Homeless man having seizures, having surgery and things like that. This is his reality. And then the thing is, once they patch him up, they send him on his way back in this depraved world. So I'm there with him. I'm talking to him, just loving him the best way I know how. Because a lot of times you come across people with experiences that you can only imagine. But you can still give them love in that moment. I give him what I had. Little money, and I pray with him. He lets me pray with him. And this is what he says to me. He says, you know, basically, in spite of all that's happening, I'm not scared anymore, because God sends me people like you all the time to help me. I had never been more grateful to be late. Everything happens under the Lord's umbrella. There's nothing like outside of him, but he cares about those people. Now, those people aren't specific to New York. They're all over. I'm just so happy to be going there. That's all, you know. And it's a process for me to get there. This process has led me to trust in the Lord in a very, very peculiar way, you know, more than I've ever trusted him before. It's interesting because with every step I take, it seems like it requires a little bit more faith than the previous step. Sometimes I want to hit the brakes. I'm like, dang, Jesus, we just made it through a battle. Why we got to do this one? You know? But this is how we get to him. This is how we see the beauty and just who he is. The beauty that is God as our creator. You know? Just how much power he actually has. You know? So I'm happy to be doing it. I'm happy to be a part of this work. I'm happy to be in the life-saving business. And this is just the next chapter. So this Friday that's coming up, July 7th at 6 o'clock, I'm having a fundraiser. I have to develop ministry partners to support me in that work I do to meet more and more people like the man in the subway. I've been doing so for about a month and a half now. I've been raising support, and this is just the next step. It's going to be out at Concord. Got some food and all that good jazz. I'm going to give the people a closer view of just what I'll be doing up there in New York as an intern for Crew. What it looks like on a day-to-day basis, how the ministry is funded, and then other ways that they can help me develop a ministry team that supports me both financially and prayerfully. And I wanted to formally invite everybody here. You guys are all invited. Come through. Come through and see what because the Lord, you know, I'm still figuring out. I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share with the people that day? That's going to be interesting. But he's going to do something. He always does. You know, beyond just me presenting that evening, it's going to be things being done in that room that I'm completely unaware of, because that's just... He's in the spirit of multiplying. Like, people are going to meet each other. If you want to be in the atmosphere just to see God do something special, I would love for you to come. Even if you don't turn out joining my ministry team, come and bear witness to what the Lord does, because he's always active. Okay. And we can rest in anticipation in that regard because he's good. We are blessed not only when we are direct beneficiaries of what he's doing in our lives, but when we're around it, if we're around his business, we are blessed by it. You know, so all of y'all are invited. The very least, you'll get something to eat. Okay. So it's July 7th, this Friday at 6 o'clock. And I'll give you a little bit more intel as to what I'll be doing up there in New York, on the New York front for the Lord during my internship with Crew. We good? Hoorah.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Soma Community Church located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Soma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.
So if you guys can be there, again, I'll put the invite out there Friday at 6 o'clock at Concord Baptist Church on the other side of town. If you need a ride, I got a van. We can clean it out maybe and put you in there. But we'll get you over there. We want you to be there. This is important to be able to support our brother in Christ who's going to be leaving. And yes, I said he's fallen in deep sin, and God will bring him back. It'll be okay. But until then, we do want to support him. We really do, because it'll be amazing how God develops him, especially as he's doing that. And what he does next will be amazing, I'm sure.